Let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. Payday is coming. Matthew 25. And shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house today, and I pray that you would help us to consider these eternal truths and to so live according to what we see today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 25 and verse 34. Matthew 25, 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Payday is coming. Payday is coming. And many times, I know there was a famous message preached one day by a man in yesteryear. I can't think of something about payday. I can't think of the title of it right now, but payday is coming, and we often think just the matter of the lost are going to receive eternal torment in the lake of fire, as we'll see, one day. But as Christians, we need something to keep us encouraged to keep going as well. And our payday is coming, and many times it's not right now. That is, we'll do good things, and many times right now, we will not receive a payday for that. We will not be reimbursed, if you please. We'll just have to, by faith, keep doing the right thing. And such is the instance here. Now, in Matthew chapter 24, we find all kinds of signs of the tribulation period in throughout Matthew chapter 24. In verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And so, as we go through Matthew 24, there are many things that we can see already happening. And so it reminds us in verse 36 of Matthew 24, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. We see the abundance of tattoos. I used to wonder, how is it that the Antichrist is going to get women and children to take tattoos? Well, you don't have to wonder anymore. I was just at the store yesterday, and a woman had a tattoo right on her hand. And so we know that one day all people are going to be caused to take the mark of the beast in the tribulation period. And of course, those who will not take it will be hounded and will be hunted and will not be able to buy or sell without the mark. And so throughout the tribulation period, it's going to be hard for those who are truly saved to get things. And you may say, well, I didn't know anyone in the tribulation is going to be saved. Well, notice with me in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Everyone who hears the gospel in this age is not going to be saved. If they hear the gospel and do not get saved, in the tribulation period, they're going to believe the lie of the Antichrist. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, in verse 3, 2 Thessalonians 2, 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So there's going to be another temple built in Jerusalem. Well, right now there's a mosque there. There is going to be a Jewish temple built in Jerusalem. And by the way, we're reading right now that one of the greatest places of persecution for Christians right now is Israel. They're getting Christians out of there. Jews, they do not want Christians in Israel right now. Why is that? Well, it might be because God is protecting those Christians who are there by getting them out, because there's going to come a great battle in Israel. Will United States stick with Israel? Probably not. There's going to come a great battle because we read in the scripture that for 7 years, Israel is going to burn the weapons of the enemy armies that God's going to help them to overcome. For 7 years, they're not going to have to cut any wood. They're going to burn the weapons of their enemies. And so there are so many things on every hand. The tattoos are preparing people for the mark. The generic churches are preparing people for the lie of the Antichrist. Verse 4, he's going to set himself up in the temple as God. Verse 5, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. That's the Holy Spirit, and that's the church. The church is going to be caught up in the rapture, the catching away in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And all there's going to be left on earth is lost people at that point. Verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. And my friends, that's what I've been telling you. Listen, the charismatic movement is prepping people for the Antichrist. Listen, in this world, one of our young men this week was talking to a charismatic type person and was accused of deifying the Word of God. I've had that thrown at us and read of idolizing the Word of God. Listen, you can't think too highly of God's Word. There's only one way we can know the Lord, and it's through His Word. Romans 10, 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. This is where we get faith. This is where we know what God wants. It's through the Bible. And so, but they are prepping people for signs and wonders. And that's exactly how the Antichrist is going to come. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not what? The love of the truth, that they might be what? Saved. So they're going to be deceived by signs and wonders. Verse 11, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So everyone who has heard the gospel in this age and has rejected it is going to believe the lie of the Antichrist when he comes on this scene. The true church is going to be caught up. The true church is going to be gone. Okay, then how do people get saved in the tribulation period? Those who have never heard the gospel will have a chance to be saved. God's going to start with his two Jewish witnesses in Jerusalem. They're going to be prophesying. They're going to be calling plagues down from heaven, just like Moses did in the Old Testament. And the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 7, people are going to get saved as the sand of the sea, which tells us a lot of people today have never heard the true gospel, that Christ died for their sins, that he was buried and rose again victorious from the grave the third day. That's the only way to be saved, is through Jesus' blood shed on that cross. There's a lot of people who don't know that today. So let's go back to Matthew 25 and Matthew 24 here. Matthew 24 dealing with a time of great trial, great trouble. In verse 44, Matthew 24:44, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man come in. The Lord could come at any second. Any second the Lord could come. So then we get into Matthew 25. Matthew 25 deals then with the judgment of the nations after the tribulation period is over. And that's why in Matthew 25, in verse 31, Matthew 25:31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. So Jesus is going to rule and reign for 1,000 years. So we have 7 years of tribulation coming up. We don't know when that's going to start, but the true believers are going to be caught up out of this earth before that starts. What we'll see, what all we'll see, I don't know. I don't know if we'll begin to see that temple built in Jerusalem. We may not. I don't know. I'm not sure. But there will be a temple built there, a Jewish temple. And so it's been a time of great trial and trouble, and now the Lord comes back and wins the battle, and he's going to sit on his throne. And so he's going to have to judge these people, all these living people who have lived through the tribulation period. This is what is known, verse 32, as the judgment of the nations. Verse 32 of chapter 25, and before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. So of these living people, some are saved, some have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and some have not. Many people who will get saved in the tribulation period will give their lives for it. You read about that in the book of Revelation. The souls under the altar, those who have been killed for their testimony of Jesus Christ. And so now the judgment of the nations. So in verse 34, he begins to say, Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand. Remember from verse 33, those on the right are the who? Okay, the sheep, and those on the left are the goats. Okay, so he's dealing with those on the right hand, and that's why in this right now, payday someday. Payday is coming. That was the message, payday someday. But this message is payday is coming. Payday is coming, and that's why I want to deal, first of all, to encourage Christians. Listen, payday is coming. Don't be disheartened. Don't give up serving the Lord. There is a payday that is coming. And so the Lord deals first with the sheep. There's a payday coming. And so verse 34, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Now, these are all things that are going to be so critical during the tribulation period. When those who have not heard the gospel are getting saved, they're hearing the gospel and getting saved. Why? Because those will not take the mark. You read in the book of Revelation, anyone who takes the mark shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And those people are going to suffer torment forever and ever and ever. And so, but those who do not take the mark, they're not going to be able to buy or sell. And so that's why it's so important here. The Lord is looking at his people, the sheep, saying, you know what? Verse 35, I was hungry and you gave me meat. Verse 35, I was thirsty and you gave me drink. Verse 35, I was a stranger and you took me in. Verse 36, I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, you came unto me. It's going to be so difficult to get any of these things, clothes, food, to visit another Christian in prison during the tribulation period. You could be imprisoned yourself just for being friendly. So these people, the Lord saying, you know what, you did all these things to me. And so they're going to say, verse 37, then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of who? These my brethren ye have done it unto me. Listen, payday is coming. Payday is coming. For these saints in the tribulation period, payday is coming. The Lord's going to bless them. He is going to rule and reign. And during the tribulation period, that will certainly take faith to believe that. Because there's going to be so much bad happening. It's going to take faith to believe he's going to rule and reign. But payday is coming. Yesteryear in our nation, they had the Underground Railroad. People helped the slaves get to freedom, risking their own lives. Payday is coming. Payday is coming. It's worth it to do right. Notice in Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6. My Christian friend today, listen, payday is coming. Don't give up. Don't become faint-hearted. Don't quit doing right, because there's a payday coming. God is going to richly reward you one day. Don't quit. Payday is coming. Hebrews 6, verse 10. Hebrews 6, verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to what? to forget your work and what? Labor of love. Read that again. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward who? His name. How do we do that? Sometimes little children say, how does God get that money we put in the offering plate? Do you send it on an airplane, a rocket? How does it get to him? We put money in the offering plate and you say we're giving that to God. Well, how does he get it? Well, we just see in Matthew 25. Listen, when we help missionaries with that money, when we help God's people with that money, Jesus said in Matthew 25, if you do it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. That's how God gets that money, uses that money for his work. So verse 10, once again, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to who? The saints, and do minister. Listen, God doesn't have Alzheimer's, and he never will. God doesn't have some type of dementia where he doesn't quite remember. God always remembers everything except our sins when they're washed in the blood of the Lamb. He doesn't remember them then, but he remembers everything else. And so take heart, Christian. There is a payday coming. You may do good things and it may seem like no one ever cares. Listen, God has not forgotten. A payday is coming. Payday is coming. And it will be worth it one day. Notice Galatians 6. Galatians 6. We need to encourage the saints of God, because as the days get harder, it'll be more and more easy to get discouraged. Galatians 6, verse 9. Galatians 6, 9. And let us not be what? Weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall what? Reap if we faint not. And as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of what? The household of faith. In due season. Verse 9. Don't get weary. We'll reap one day if we faint not. Verse 10. So as we have opportunity, let's keep doing good. Let's keep doing the right thing. Payday is coming. Payday is coming for the saints. Payday is coming for those who try to do right. Secondly, payday is coming for showing hospitality. And this was the same thing, really, in Matthew 25. That's what they were doing, was showing hospitality. But let's look at Luke 14. Luke 14. Luke 14. Payday is coming. And this is important, because sometimes it's not only that you might not get a thank you, but you might not get a return. In other words, if you invite someone over to show hospitality to them, they may never invite you back. But should that bother you? No. Luke 14, verse 12. Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brother, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee. For thou shalt be recompensed when? At the resurrection of the just. So, listen, payday is coming. Payday is coming. Don't sit around fretting. We so easily get focused on here. We so easily, when we give something to someone, we show hospitality to someone, this flesh so easily thinks, well, it's been a week, it's been a month, it's been 6 months, it's been a year, it's been 2 years, it's been 5 years, and they've never shown a good favor back to me. Listen, don't think that way. Listen, if they don't pay you back, praise God, there's going to be a payday someday. The Bible tells us right here, listen, you'll be recompensed at the resurrection. Don't fret about it. Just keep doing good. Keep doing the hospitable thing. Keep doing what the Bible would tell us to do. Notice in Luke 6. Number 3, payday is coming for loving your enemies. Oh, the flesh forgets that. The flesh loves to have Alzheimer's when it comes to our enemies. The flesh loves to have a dementia when it comes to our enemies, that is, forgiving them and forgetting what they've done. The flesh so much wants revenge. Payday is coming for loving your enemies. Look at Luke 6:27. Luke 6:27, but I say unto you which hear, love who? Your enemies. Do good to them which what? Hate you. But the flesh hates to do that. The flesh hates to do good to someone who's done bad to us. The flesh just hates to be nice to someone who's not nice to us. Verse 28, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Yeah, I'll pray for them, all right. I'll pray that God opens the ground and swallows them up. Well, that's not what's in mind here. Verse 28, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. You don't believe that? Go to the bank. Sinners will lend to you. Verse 35, but love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for what? Nothing. Are you serious? Lend, hoping for nothing again. Love your enemies, hoping for nothing again. Do good, hoping for nothing again. Why? What kind of a crazy person is that that would do those things and hope for nothing? Well, the person's not crazy, because it goes on to say in verse 35, and your what shall be great? Your reward shall be great. And you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Your reward shall be great. Payday is coming. Payday is coming. Yeah, we all think, yeah, that wicked payday is coming. He'll get his. Well, he will. But listen, our payday is coming. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. You know what? When we try to take vengeance, we're taking something that's God's. We don't want to rob from God. When it comes to vengeance, that's his. It's not take what's his. We just need to do right. Listen. Verse 35, love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. Payday is coming. Don't faint. Payday is coming. When you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you've devoted your life to serving Him and to doing right, listen, it doesn't matter if you don't get paid here. Actually, it's better if you don't get paid here, because your reward will be great in heaven. So, payday is coming. Well, we're going to get more on the darker side now. Payday is coming for others who don't know the Lord. Matthew 7. The first one we're dealing with is those who pretend. Payday is coming for people pretending to be Christians. Payday is coming. Matthew chapter 7. In other words, payday is coming for hypocrisy, those who are pretending to be something they're not. Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What's the first word of verse 22? Many. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works. Those are the three main emphases of the charismatic movement today. But you know what? Just because someone is pretending to do something in God's name does not mean they're saved. Because verse 23 says, and then why profess unto who? Them. The them from verse 22. Those that always say, Lord, Lord. Those that prophesy in his name. Those that cast out devils in his name. Those that do many wonderful works in his name. Verse 23, and then why profess unto them, I what? Never knew you. It's not that he knew them and then they were lost. No, he never knew them. And he'll say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Listen, payday is coming. So many people will not go to church because they say, well, there's hypocrites in the church. Well, listen, payday is coming for hypocrites. Payday is coming for people who are pretending to be Christians but are not. The Bible says the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The Holy Spirit is within. If we are truly saved, the Holy Spirit abides within. And there is that assurance that we're saved, or there's that nagging doubt that we are, which means something's wrong. Don't be a pretender, because payday is coming for pretenders. Number five, payday is coming for refusing to help those in need, the Christians in need. Matthew 25. Let's go back there. Now we're going to look at the second part. Remember, the first part of Matthew 25 was dealing with those saints in the tribulation period, those people who are saved and were helping others, other believers. But now we're going to get to those in the tribulation period that will not help other Christians in need. Find out what happens. Matthew 25, verse 41. Matthew 25, 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye what? Ye cursed. Into what? Everlasting fire. Is there real fire in hell? The Bible says it is everlasting. Is hell forever? The Bible says it is everlasting. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Some people think that in hell the devil and the demons go around poking people with their pitchforks. Listen, verse 41, hell was created to torment the devil and his angels. The devil and the demons, hell was created for them, to torment them. In hell, the devil and his demons are not going to be tormenting anyone. They are going to be tormented. And verse 42, for I was anhungered and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you took me not in. Naked and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee anhungered or athirst or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister unto thee? And then shall he answer them, verily, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go into away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. There's life eternal in heaven with the Lord. And of course, he's going to make a new heaven and a new earth one day, but it's eternally with the Lord. It's a life eternally with the Lord, or as we've seen in verses 46 and verse 41, it's everlasting fire and everlasting punishment. There is a payday coming. Now, no doubt the way these people responded here, these were pretenders. Because they'll say, Lord, when didn't we do these things to you? We read in the book of Revelation that some are going to blaspheme God's name. They're going to be burned with the heat of the sun, and they're not going to repent of their fornication, of their thefts, of their adultery. They're not going to repent, even despite all these plagues coming down. It's not those people who are going to look to God and say, well, Lord, when didn't we do these things for you? You know, there's going to be a lot of pretenders in the tribulation period, but what's going to show the difference is that these people will not help other Christians. They will not risk their lives to help others. And so payday is coming for them, for those who refuse to help those Christians in need. Notice in 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. You know, one mark of a true Christian is that that person loves believers. That person loves them. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 10. 1 John 3, 10. 1 John 3, 10. The Bible says, and this the children of who? Of God are manifest. Manifest means to show. The sun comes up and manifests this way. This is east. The sun comes up and manifests itself. This, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Okay, well, how are the children of God shown, and how are the children of the devil shown? It goes on to say, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his, who? Brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as who? Cain, who was of that who? Wicked one, and slew his who? His brother. Let's read that again. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we what? Love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth where? In death. One proof of a truly born-again Christian is their love for the brethren. The Bible says here, if we don't love the brethren, there's something wrong, something missing in our lives. So payday is coming for them. Number six, payday is coming for those refusing to listen to the gospel. Mark 6, payday is coming for those refusing to listen to the gospel. Mark chapter 6 and verse 11. Mark 6, verse 11. This here is one of the scariest passages I know of, and the next one we're going to look at for America. Mark 6, verse 11. And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear you, when ye depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be what? More tolerable for who? Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Notice with me in Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. More tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than for the city that would not receive God's messengers and hear the gospel? That's exactly what it says. Matthew 10, verse 11. Matthew 10, verse 11. And into whatsoever city or town ye enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when ye come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not, what? Receive you, nor what? Hear your words. When ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say to you, it shall be what? More tolerable for the land of where? Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Just imagine, this is scary. Payday is coming for Greenville, Michigan. Think of all the homes we have knocked on come October 1st for 29 years. Going around and around and around, door to door, door to door, door to door. Think of all the people in those years who have said to us, not interested, go away. Think of all the people in those years who wouldn't even let us get to the door. I don't know how many times someone says, go on, not interested. And I'll say, but we're from Liberty Baptist Church, not interested. There's some exceptions. Just a couple weeks ago, a lady said that same thing to us. And then when I said that where we were from, or the other person did, she said, oh, I thought you was Jehovah's Witnesses. And that, I've thought about at times getting a license plate on the front of my vehicle that says, I am not a Jehovah's Witness, just for those people's benefit. But of course, I do have a flag license plate. You won't find that on a Jehovah's Witness vehicle. They don't salute the flag. They don't honor the flag of America. But just stop and think of all the people. Stop in 2 weeks' time from yesterday, Lord willing, there's the Danish Festival Parade, and Lord willing, we'll try to have the gospel float in there. And some people will sing with us the hymns, like you just did. And some people will mock us while we're going down the parade route. There'll be all, some will listen and some will not. But think about this passage here. Whoever will not receive you when you go out with the gospel, whoever will not listen to those words, in the judgment day, their payday is coming. It's going to be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for those people who refuse to listen, who refuse to receive the messengers of Christ. It will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than for them. And that tells me something, that it's going to be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah, the people of Sodom, than for many Americans. Because Americans of all people in this generation have had the chance to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That Christ is God Almighty in the flesh. He came and was born of a miraculous virgin birth. He lived a perfect life. He died on that cross bearing our sin in his own body on the tree. And we need to repent of our sin and turn to him. That's not cleaning up ourselves. We have the desire for him to cleanse us. That's a repentant heart. We want a new life. We don't want to drag our old sin in our own life and try to call it Christian. But they will not listen. And just, you stop and think about it, that payday. Verse 15, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that city. Think of it. Think of it. Whoever it is in high places that's trying to shut us down from the park ministries. Think about it. It's going to be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't know why someone has something against us about that. I don't know. Maybe they think it's putting a bad image on Greenville, having people stand out there, sing hymns, and preach the gospel. Evidently, someone thinks that's making Greenville look bad. It's going to be more tolerable for them, for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for them. Think of the payday. Notice with me in Jude, the book of Jude. Well, what's it going to be like for Sodom? Well, the Bible tells us it's going to be bad for Sodom, but it's going to be more tolerable. And you say, if a person goes to hell, how can it be more tolerable for one person over another? Well, all temperatures of flames, all different kinds of temperatures. A match, you light a match, I don't know what the degree is of the flame from a match. But it's enough to catch things on fire, but it's not enough to melt steel. A propane torch is get something hot enough to melt solder. An acetylene torch, when you add that oxygen to it, will cut right through steel. Propane torch, you might get that steel red hot, but it'll never cut through it. There's all different temperatures of flame. God is going to adjust exactly. He says it's going to be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than for those who will not hear the gospel. Why? Because in Sodom, there was a Christian whose name was Lot, and he wouldn't speak up. We're going to see in just a moment. You know, just a few weeks ago, when we was going out door to door, a man, we invited him to church. He says, I will not go to your church. He says, because you print literature that condemns groups like sodomites and so on. You know what? That man had a little child next to him, a little girl. I wonder what's going to happen to that little girl. What happened to Lot's family? Lot went out, he had some married children. Lot went out to talk to his sons-in-law, and they just mocked. He never warned them until the last second. And then he seemed like some lunatic, some fanatic. Lot goes out of there with his wife and two daughters. On the way out, Lot's wife looks back, turns to a pillar of salt. She's gone. So he just goes out with him and his two daughters. His two daughters have lived in a Sodomite-infested city or cities for years. So what do they decide to do? They decide to get their daddy drunk and commit incest with him, both of them. I sure hope that doesn't happen to that man who wouldn't listen to us. He claimed to be saved. He said, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer. But I don't believe in doing what you do. Okay, so he's going to choose Lot's method. Just be silent. I won't say anything. I hope it doesn't happen the same to him as happened to Lot. Notice in Jude, verse 6. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in what? Everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of the great day. Even as who? Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering what? The vengeance of eternal fire. Eternal fire. That's what Sodom is suffering, the vengeance of eternal fire. Then how can it be more tolerable for Sodom than these people who refuse it? There's a lot of Americans in that category. Of all people who had the chance to hear the gospel and be saved, it's Americans, and many have rejected it. And you see what's going to happen to Sodom and Gomorrah, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Their torment is going to be more than Sodom. Knowing that, how can we not speak up? Psalm 107, verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If we won't speak up, what is going to happen to them? What's going to happen? We're out of time, but what's going to happen to that good uncle or good aunt of yours that will do anything for you but will not listen to you share the gospel? What's going to happen with that good neighbor of yours? Probably you all have a neighbor that would do just about anything for anyone. But that neighbor, there's one thing that neighbor will not do. That neighbor will not go to church with you. That neighbor will do anything for you but allow you to share the gospel again like you tried once. That neighbor seems like such a good person, but has rejected the gospel. It's going to be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah. That good neighbor, that good uncle, that good aunt that you have, that is such a good person, but refuses to listen to the gospel, that one is going to have more torment in hell than the wicked, vile sinners of Sodom and Gomorrah. Payday is coming. Payday is coming. How can we not try to reach them? When we realize what is coming, how can it not move us to get the gospel to them? Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. I pray that you would help us today. Father, I pray that you would help those Christians here today who are weary. Those Christians here today who maybe have become even bitter because they've tried to do so much for you, so much for other people, and it seems like they never get paid back. They're always dishing out, always giving of themselves and of whatever they have. But so seldom, if ever, do they ever seem to get paid back. Father, I pray that you would encourage those hearts today. Lord, maybe they're faint. Maybe they're just about ready to give up. Lord, please encourage them today. Payday is coming. Lord, help them to just give them the peace that passes all understanding and to know that because they have not been paid back here, there's a wonderful reward awaiting for them. Please encourage their hearts today. And Father, if there are any here this morning who have never been saved, maybe there are some here this morning who are pretending to be saved, but are not. Lord, help them to realize the terrible consequences for that. Payday is coming. Payday is coming. an eternity in the lake of fire. Lord, if there are any here this morning who have heard the gospel but know and are not even pretending to be saved, but just know flat out they're not saved, help them to realize by rejecting you, their torment, their agony in the lake of fire is going to be worse than the vile people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Lord, please work in our hearts today. Help us not to be ashamed of you or of your words in this adulterous and sinful generation. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn, please, to 366. Excuse me.